no cooperation with the Democratic House of Representatives on infrastructure until what he calls the phony congressional investigations aimed at him are over. This follows a meeting of House Democratic leaders held to discuss strategy for possible impeachment proceedings against Mr. Trump. Meanwhile, there is a growing divide among Democrats on that issue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today used some tough language.
We do believe that it's important to follow the facts. We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States. And we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more from the White House.
Pelosi favors a more methodical approach in confronting a president essentially taunting Democrats by testing the bounds of his power and trying to block their investigations. But more rank-and-file Democrats are getting impatient and pushing Pelosi to act faster by initiating impeachment proceedings. Some Democratic leaders back Pelosi, but also suggest moving toward impeachment may be inevitable. Top Lieutenant Steny Hoyer says, "We are confronting what might be the largest, broadest cover-up in American history." Adding, if a House inquiry leads to things including impeachment, so be it. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders dismisses the talk of impeachment.
There's no basis for it. It's absurd on its face. That's why there's no support for it out in the country. The numbers have shown in poll after poll that there's not support for it.
The United States says there are signs that Syria is once again using chemical weapons. The State Department says it believes Damascus was behind an alleged chlorine gas attack Sunday in northwestern Syria. State says officials are gathering information, but that if Bashar al-Assad uses chemical weapons, the United States and its allies will respond quickly and appropriately. This is VOA News. In Jakarta, at least six people were killed and more than 200 injured today as supporters of Prabowo